Brewers in Philly Saturday. The Brewers paying homage to the 1982 AL champs. It's somehow been 35 years. Let's pick it up bottom five. The Crew down 1-0.
Kicks and deals. Swing at a high fly ball. Well hit center field. Herrera going back to the track. Pulls up at the wall, and it is off the very top of the wall, but in play. And Herrera will get it back in. The game is tied on the double by Thames as he holds on there. 1-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Thames just missed, giving the Brewers the lead. 1-0 pitch blasted down the left field line, and this ball is gone. Into the second deck, a bullet by Perez, his 11th home run of the year, and the Brewers lead 2-1.
2-1.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep down the right field line, and that ball is gone into the second deck, right down the line, and Odubel has done it again. His third straight game with a homer. This solo shot will tie it at 2 here in the top of the seventh. It's his 8th homer of the year.
1-1.
Swing at a high drive. Deep center field. Herrera back at the track, at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. A homer for Shaw. And the Brewers take the lead. Travis Shaw with his 20th of the year. It's the 5th homer allowed this season by Benoit, and the Brewers now with a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the 8th. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. And the ballgame is over as the Phillies get the tying run on here with 2 outs in the 9th, but Knable strikes out Rupp, and the Brewers win it 3-2 the final.
Solid effort for the Phillies on Saturday, but they were upended by a 3-2 score at the hands of the red-hot Brewers, who are 11-2 in their last 13 games. Here is Philadelphia skipper Pete Mackinnon.
You hold this team to 2 runs in 6 innings. You've done a good job. Nishek was Nishek. He's been outstanding again tonight. We only got 4 hits. We need more offense. You know, Herrera got that big home run to tie the game up, and then at that 2-out double in the 9th, give us a chance. The 8th inning, when Stassi got doubled off on that line drive. I mean, if that line drives in a hole or he doesn't get doubled up, you never know what could have happened there. But we just need more hit.
He was a sitting. Was there any chance for him to get back there?
Stassi?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're supposed to freeze on a line drive. He didn't freeze. You know, he's got ahead of himself, and you know, you don't get picked off there. And we doubled up. But if that, once again, if that ball that Freddie hit, he hit a line drive right at the second baseman. How about finding a hole for us once in a while, you know? But when you only get 4 hits, those little things, they don't show up when you get 12 hits and you score runs off day in and day out. But when you don't score a lot of runs, those things look huge, bigger than they really are.
Is Nolan becoming about as much of a certainty for you as you have on this club right now?
Yeah, Nola, I'm real happy for him and for us, because he really turned it around. You know, once again, he started off in the big leagues, looked like he was the guy, you know, a real good find, a real good pickup there. And then he went through that little period where he was searching, and the arm issue, the command issue, then he got, you know, he got back out of it, got back out of that hole, and now he's better than ever. So that's a real bonus.
It's kind of been a weird year and a half for him, but it, you know, as he continues to, you know, I think it's like the 5th start that he's looked really good. Does that make you feel like, you know, this is more the real him than?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, because we've seen so many good starts from him earlier, 20 or 30 starts earlier where he was solid. I think, you know, he's got increased velocity. His breaking ball looks sharper. He's added that changeup, which was outstanding. It's an outstanding pitch for him. Once again, you know, just because you start off real good and like the first year Nola had a good, doesn't mean it's going to continue. You have to battle through the issues you have, which he did, and now he's learned. He's gone through that learning process, and he's better for it. And that's what everybody has to do. Pavetta's got to do it. Lively's got to do it. They all have to do it, including the hitters.
Is that encouraging for the organization in the sense that, you know, you're searching for a top of the rotation guy? Not saying he's an ace, so to speak, but maybe a solid number two that, you know, can
he's
really
been a solid performer for us his last, I don't know how many starts, but he knows what he's doing and he's locating his pitches, and he looks like he's getting stronger, so it's a real positive for us.
Is that the best you've seen Meshack all season?
That was pretty good today against this team, you know. And you know, he gets lefties out as well as righties. And he's been solid for us all year. He's one piece of the puzzle.
Aaron Nola was once again solid for the Phillies Saturday, but it was not quite enough as the Phils suffered a 3-2 setback at the hands of the Brewers at Miller Park. Here was Nola speaking to the media following the game.
I was kind of in behind in counts tonight a good bit, and I was kind of spotty. Wasn't down as I usually am. There was a battle out there.
Overall, you got to be pretty satisfied with, you know, the last five starts, last eight starts. You've been throwing the ball pretty well. Do you like what's been kind of going on and how you've been able to pitch with some success consistently?
Yeah, I think just over that stretch, I think just getting ahead in counts and getting a leadoff hitter out has been key for me. And I know I've said it before, but I think those are the biggest things. It really takes stress off you and stress off each inning. I think tonight I let some leadoff guys on and didn't get strike one enough.
How much has the development of your changeup helped, especially lately?
I think it's helped. It's got something else to go to instead of just that curveball. But I'm just trying to mix it up, and you know, it's a little more stressful tonight because getting behind in counts.
Change up to theme.
I looked back at it on video. Just saw it was down the middle.
As you see this kind of team going to the second half, you know, they're looking for answers and stuff. Do you feel like, you know, do you see yourself as a guy that, you know, can kind of establish himself as a top of the rotation kind of guy that every 5 days you go out there and team expects to win, you know, kind of like they did with Cole and Roy? And, you know, is that something you kind of look at yourself to do?
Or I definitely want to be, yeah. I try to do everything I can to win every time I go out. Do everything I can to keep the ball game low, try to get up as least runs as I can, and just battle out there. You know, I want the guys to know that I'm going to battle my butt off every time I go out there and try to give them a chance to win.
Rotation as a whole has been pitching better lately too. I mean, what do you kind of make of the success over the last few weeks, if the wins aren't there?
Pretty good. I feel like we've kept the guys in the game. We're going deeper in the games, and I think that's a big key. Take some stress off the bullpen, and I think the deeper we can go, the better.
The Phils try to bounce back Sunday behind Jeremy Hellickson. He'll be opposed by Matt Garza.